I can't believe he pulled the trigger. It is happening right now. Now, I've got four stories to go over, things that have just happened that are going to change everything. But before I start the normal video, I need to tell you, I have snuck in, and I'm not joking, to a very famous person's home. I want you to guess who that home is. The person does not know I'm here. I am on premises right now. This is happening. All right, let's dive in. Let's start with the stories and let's start with the normal intro. Hey everybody, Economic Ninja here. I hope you're doing great. You know who's not doing great? Joe Biden. Why? Because he's a little bit of a nutball. Let's get the story going. Team Biden goes on Monday offensive, declares that he is firmly committed to staying in this race. He probably thinks he's in a tricycle race right now. He probably doesn't know which race he is in. So let's dive in. Out of Zero Hedge, much to the chagrin of panicked Democrats, President Joe Biden isn't going anywhere. He said, I want you to know that despite all of the speculation, the press and elsewhere, I am firmly committed to staying in this race, to running this race to the end and beating Donald, can't say that word, Biden wrote on a Monday letter to congressional Democrats, undoubtedly penned by his cabal of unelected officials who can't fathom releasing the ring of power. Now, this was penned, and I'm sure that if it was in wording, it would probably sound like, The tweet went out earlier today. As he said, I sent a letter to my fellow Democrats on Capitol Hill. In it, I shared my thoughts about this moment in our campaign. It's time to come together, move forward as a united or unified party, and defeat Donald. Absolutely blows my mind. In other news, we've got, has anyone guessed whose home I am in right now? California. Gavin Newsom's California delivery drivers are now being accompanied by armed guards due to crime concerns. It says here, things have gotten so utopian in the state of California. Delivery drivers are being accompanied by armed guards due to crime concerns while out making deliveries. One company, Core Mart, has started hiring the guards to escort its drivers. We're gonna move right over here for a second because I'm going to sneak around a corner. As you might know, I have snuck in to a very famous person's home. And he does not know, they do not know that I'm here. Go ahead and throw your guesses down below. This is really happening. Our company, Core Mart, has started hiring the guards to escort its drivers, which means that somewhere in a boardroom, it likely made more financial sense to pay for all new security staff than it did to continue to allow drivers to get robbed and inventory lost. Real quick. I think I heard something. Let me do this real quick. Let me spin the camera around just to see where we're at. Yeah, that's where we are. All right, just making sure. I'm getting a little nervous. California sounds like it's a wonderful place to do business. Type one if you agree. Type two if you think California is turning into a total crap show. San Jose police reported a slight uptick in delivery truck robberies 2 years ago, but no recent surge has been observed. Now, here's a photo of one of the recent delivery drivers being held up at gunpoint from the camera inside of the delivery truck. So now we are seeing what's happening is that somewhere in a boardroom, board members of large companies are deciding, you know what? It's more cost efficient to keep doing business in California when our drivers are at this kind of risk. We'll just go and throw a little bit of a, what's it called? Hold on.
Did you know this?
Yes.
What are you? Hey, what's up, dude?
Wait, am I live?
You're live.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, what's up? Do you want to come and join me? I'm going to finish this up real quick here. Let's just dive in real quick.
I'm listening.
Are you listening?
I was like, that's my place. Wait, why are you standing on a wooden block?
What do you...
Shut up.
We're talking about California and what kind of a hellhole it is right now. You were going to do that. That's weird.
Yeah.
You'll probably do it right after I do it.
No, I left that one out.
Oh, you did. Okay, so let's move on. Let's move on to the next story. Americans are poorer. The U.S. misery index rises again. What do you think about this, Johnny?
I'm just shocked.
Hold on. You're going to need a mic. Stand by. I got a mic here.
This is what live looks like, huh?
all right. Go ahead.
You know how to use one of those mics?
Yeah.
All right, sweet. Says here, out of Zero Hedge, I frequently receive comments about the strength of the United States economy and the unfairness of perceiving things as less than stellar. It is really the strongest economy ever. Are you standing on? What are you standing on? Is that a PS5? You're standing on a PS5?
Keep going. Keep reading.
All right, seriously. The United States unemployment rate has risen to 4.1%. Here, I'll just do this, Johnny.
No,
I get this all the time. People are like, dude, you're a lot taller than... I don't know how to move this thing. This is so unprofessional.
He has big wooden shoes on. How many people are what?
I don't know.
A thousand.
That's what 1,000 looks like. You've never experienced that, have you? So I'll just shrink down. So the United States unemployment rate has risen to 4.1%, the highest in 3 years, which is also significantly higher than the level seen in 2019. In June, a 70,000 increase in government jobs boosted payroll employment by $206,000. One-third of job creation is public sector jobs paid with more debt. Both the employment-to-population ratio and the labor force participation ratio are below the pre-pandemic level, and immigrants account for all the labor force growth since the pandemic. What do you think about this, Johnny?
Well, it says misery index, and I think we're all miserable right now, so it's bad. Sorry, guys, I just came in. I don't know. I'm totally lost. If you only knew what I was just doing, but here I am. Gosh, I'm glad I have my clothes on. Okay.
So you are surprised.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah, she said it was supposed to be other friends. And then
other friends.
And then she showed it on my phone. I'm like, gosh, that looks like our house.
So this is serious news, but it's out almost to, we're to the point of just mocking it because a lot of us have been preparing for this for a long time, right?
Yeah. Well, it's horrible. Yeah. Yeah.
You're so thrown off.
Yeah, I'm thrown.
Sweet. Let's move on from the misery index. Credit card debt unexpectedly surges.
Hold on. Unexpectedly. Wow, such a shocker.
Yeah, let's talk about credit card. And I'm going to do this really quick. Sorry, guys.
One of my subscribers sent me.
Uh-huh, keep going.
35% rates rate. Oh, that looks even worse.
There you go. Look how tall you are.
See?
Dude,
I am not.
And you know what's even taller? That hair. But no, let's talk about APRs. Can you explain how credit card usage can blow up a bubble where people don't understand it because of the lag effect when the actual data comes out based on when that data was derived from?
Well, it's lag. Mm-hmm. And right now what we're seeing is, actually, I was really excited because people were paying off the credit card debt.
Yeah.
And I was like, yes. And then it came out that they just put it back on.
Yep.
So it's not working. So everyone should be maxed out right now. Well, we thought everyone was maxed out. And so there was not the revolving, but now there's more revolving. They were able to squeeze out some more. So guys, get out. I'm not going to be serious. Get out there. You could refinance your house right now.
Yep.
Take the equity out. That's going to save. Take that equity out. And then go blow it.
Well, and that's exactly what the government's hoping for now, right? Fannie and Freddie are starting to buy second mortgages. They were allowed a certain amount of billions of dollars to go do it. And in the next 4 to 5 months, we're going to see those loans pulled, credit cards paid off, vehicles paid off, and all of a sudden this amazing data is going to come out about what time? Right before the election.
Yeah, actually, if you guys want to see my video today, I'm looking at...
Probably sucks.
You probably should just click away now and just head on over there. November, December, I think that's it. I think that's probably it for the market. And then everything rolls and Biden stays in. He's hunkering down. This should be great. I mean, I got my popcorn. This is going to be fun.
Well, we had our popcorn the other day for XRP, right? And you nailed that one.
Shocker, I didn't nail it in the charts. It's easy.
Yeah.
That was easy. I mean, it was just sitting there. It was like hitting. It's like bink, 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 bink. And then that's it. And that was in a triangle. Whatever. That was easy. Bitcoin was easy. Your lowest is going to be 50. For those of you who hate Bitcoin, 50, I think I have it at about 55. So you better hold that level. Otherwise, you know, all hell breaks loose. And so we got a super chat.
Yeah.
Like, Brandy. I have no idea.
Or Brady. Sorry, I didn't see it. Brady. Some people like gold and some people like proof of work coins. So should we combine the two assets to compete with the Rothschilds currency, the CBDC? So he's talking about a precious metals backed cryptocurrency. What do you think about those, Johnny?
Yeah.
I don't like them.
I don't know.
You don't, with a true blockchain, mineable blockchain, proof of work, you don't need any underlying asset to back it up. I mean, that would just turn into something like the COMEX with gold and silver.
Yeah, I like physical gold. I like physical silver. I like Bitcoin. I'm kind of a maximalist. He's kind of into his XRP. I like this stuff. Trust me, I've been following him for forever and ever. Everyone's going to hate me on this one. What are we adjusting?
I'm the guy that said he's unsubbing right now because we're having too much fun. He just went goodbye. So say goodbye to that guy, everyone.
Oh, because I said, I am sorry. Bye. I should not have said anything bad about XRP. Everyone becomes cheerleaders and everyone falls in love with, I'm in love with this, I'm in love with that, I'm just going to buy it. I lost my train of thought.
Well, let me jump in real quick. Yeah. You're right, because people fall in love with all kinds of different things, like NVIDIA is one. Right? NVIDIA right now accounts for 30% of all of the gains in the S&P 500 since January. That is absolutely a shocker. But people fall in love with it until all of a sudden they love it all the way the opposite way down. You and I both like making money when things go up and when things go down. And what does that take? Flexibility, right?
Yeah. Well, you got to understand charts and know how to trade. I mean, I trade it. I trade the stuff. So I don't hodl. I don't, you know. I'm just so different. I'm in there, you know, trade. I click button, you know, I watch charts and I don't care about macro. I mean, macro's cool, but okay, so what else? What?
You and I should do a video about real estate macro like we were talking the other day, but on your channel, that'd be too serious.
Yeah, that's serious.
Type 3 if everybody would like to see a serious interview, sit down about real estate and macro real estate on Johnny's channel.
Actually, what's even funner is like for me, real estate, because I'd rather just click buttons. I like when I've owned tons of real estate, Airbnbs, rentals, even out here in Texas. Oh, wait.
Look at all those threes.
Wait, what's three mean?
That three means that they would like to see you interview me serious about real estate macro. But that's probably why you're only getting 50,000 views a video.
Yesterday was, I did better.
He's not counting. He didn't have to sit on a PS5 just a second ago to look taller.
YouTube hates me. They love, this guy can blow up on videos.
Nope,
so.
Not true.
Yeah, I hit a wall. That's it. About yay high.
There's a serious question I've got for you, though. Can I get you serious for a second?
All right, you got 1 second.
Our lives, we've had ups and downs before we ever became, started making videos on YouTube, right? Mm-hmm. We both had multiple side hustles, but multiple real jobs, what people would call real jobs, right? How has your life changed since you started broadcasting to the world?
I always have broadcast to the world. University teacher, high school teacher, I always try to teach, but before that I've always been business owner, real estate, listen to Robert Kiyosaki, buy lots of real estate, passive income, I would teach that in the high school, how to start businesses, trade, and then I'm like, well, I'll just do it on YouTube. So what you guys see me doing on my channel is just the same thing that I was doing in high school, teaching kids how to become multimillionaires. And people are like, oh, such BS. I had so many. Jake Hassan started Movement Watches. You can Google it. Like it was the same thing. Buy, you know, create stupid things in China and sell it. So I was doing okay prior to YouTube, but YouTube just, you know, blows. It just allows so much opportunity.
Opportunity because people want to listen and want to learn and actually go crush it in life, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, what are you doing? Work a job, you know, you're going to be miserable. Stop. Like, move money, do things that you like, starting businesses, and have purpose. I like purpose. He does what he does, purpose. Yeah. You stop doing what you were doing because you have more purpose than something else. I stopped teaching high school because I just, it was so painful. 20-something years. It was so painful. Clock in, clock. And I didn't have to. I never had to. And the kids knew. And then they're like, my dad says you're a liar. And so then I'd put up my bank accounts and they're like, oh my gosh, that's a lot of digits. And then they would, the dad would say, you photoshopped it. No,
I heard somebody ask an amazing question while me and Mr. Kiyosaki were on the stage, and he totally crapped the bed with it. And the question was, what can the average person do to prepare for what's coming? And I'd love for you to answer it and almost bring in that first step, like the Amazon Earth, you know, like what can the average person do that are watching videos like this one right now? He crapped the bed. I want to see what your answer is.
It's you have to already have been in the cycle of having passive income and being able, if you can move money, when money goes down and your digits go up, so you should be able to click a button. So the average person know how to move money when it needs to move.
Pivot.
To be able to make money. Because like, let's say XRP. XRP dropped 25%. I know on my fingers, it lost one finger. I was watching it. And if you would have been 20%. Like, you click the short button, you would have made 20%. If it would have been options, it add a zero. Yep. So if you could just learn how to do that, and then, I don't know, these windows right here, they're dirty. My grandkid was just over. He wrecked all the windows. Learn, you know, wash windows, then exactly. Hire people to wash windows.
Exactly.
So, and then you don't have to do it.
You started with Amazon.
Yeah.
Well, becoming an Amazon seller. I mean, you've done a lot of things.
But you go just like me. Like day spas and...
I had more manly things like a baseball card shop when I was younger. He owned a day spa.
I can't fix anything. So that's how you fix it is...
You make a little bit of money and you start learning how to move that money around.
Keep, have a job,
and growing it.
And then start another one. And you're like, how's my window washing business going? It's good. Okay, well, okay, I'll hire someone to, and then I'll work a little less. And then that, you know, I do the marketing, then I hire another person, and then we kind of expand. But it could be anything, like looking like flooring in the doing flooring or garage the specs. Like I have all these speckles.
Oh, you're talking about the epoxy floors.
Epoxy. Right.
Yeah, I mean,
the cost is like $500 maybe for these guys. One guy wanted to charge me like $8,000. Another guy was like $5,000. And it's like, do that and then hire people. I don't know. It's just, I know it sounds easy. I mean, it's not, but no one's doing it. Just do something, right?
I don't know. Well, did you see a lot of people sort of look down on you when you had multiple side hustles way back when?
Yeah.
I got that a lot.
Well, I did when I was a teacher. They're like, oh, if, you know. Yeah.
Your other teacher friends would talk
make fun of YouTube. Yeah, as a YouTuber, as you know, like my Amazon, my businesses, because I learned how to create products, and then I'd sell the products, and everyone does.
You know, and just a little proof: the video I did this morning, I just went through a bunch of photos of me during the Great Recession selling palm trees in my backyard, and I talk about it. So you may want to look at that because this is where what we do. Michael is asking where you trade crypto options.
I don't trade crypto options.
Yeah, Binance would be the last place I did.
Well, I mean, we went over that. Like, yeah. That's a whole nother topic.
Yeah, you're on a different trading platform.
I would rather trade. I use TradeStation. And then
you'll throw the ETFs.
And then options is just different. I don't. It's kind of like mixing physical gold with trading GLD. Just buy the physical. But I mean, if I see the trade in front of me, I'm going to click GLD, you know, I'm going to either, you know,
there's a lot of clicking. Is your finger getting sore?
A little bit
these days.
A little swollen.
Weird. All right. Well, with that being said, I just wanted to thank you guys for being
here.
But
anything else?
You want more?
No, anything.
Oh, is there a question? Ooh, Johnny's got time for questions on my channel.
You were smart. Didn't make fun of them for having credit card debt. Two of my favorite YouTubers. Oh. Thanks, Susan. No, but do you have what else do you have?
You know, let's go back to it. It sounds funny, but a lot of people have made fun of us over the years. And how did you feel when you were working multiple side hustles? You were working full time as a teacher, and those people would mock you. But in the background, you knew you were making your digits go up. How did you deal with the harassment? Because I dealt with it too.
I don't care.
You didn't care. Why?
You just stop caring about what other people think. Some people maybe that, you know, they see like a therapist, and it's like, you really shouldn't. I just don't care. I don't care about what other people think. I mean, obviously, I do YouTube. I look like a total clown. My hair, I'm just like goofy, stupid, whatever. I jump around on YouTube. But
it is easier when you see your bank account going up and you see them pull up in that new car and you know.
No, don't care.
You're doing something. You're moving forward. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's why you don't care.
Well, what's nice is when you could buy anything.
I didn't say you have nice hair. It rhymes.
No, everyone in the comments will clearly say my hair is better than yours. But
well, yeah, it's like Bill Clinton's haircut. It's like $300 freaking haircut.
I lost my. I have this ADHD. Oh, what did you just say?
Commercial.
What did you say?
What I want to go back. It's like Vidal Sassoon.
No, you don't look good. We look hair. Like crap.
I don't care what other people think. Once you get to the point where your digits are so much, you can buy a credit. You actually feel kind of cool driving around in a credit car rather than like big hat, no cattle. It's just kind of cool. Like you don't really care, but I kind of like nice stuff. So
that's you don't have anything nice.
A couple things. I mean, I haven't had a car in 4 years. My wife has the white wall. I don't know what you did.
I even washed my hands. There's like a handprint on here now. All right. Well, hey, with that being said, we need to go and hang out because we haven't seen each other in a long time. The last time was when you messed around with the sphere in Vegas.
She broke my boat. Was it Vegas or my boat?
She.
You broke my boat.
Wow.
20 grand.
Let me just stand next to you right now. Oh, wait. I'm not in the screen. She. All right. With that being said, I thank you so much for watching Johnny Bravo and the Economic Ninja.
Hey, love you guys. We're out. I'm out. Bye. On a boat. Go. Go to my channel right now. Just go to my video. This one's done. You didn't learn.
This is called charity. The ninja is out.
Dude.
Hey, what's up, dude?
What?